Welcome to Profiling Criminal Minds. I'm Dan.
I'm Dr. Redmond.
And here is, well, there's no nice way to say it. It's the show we've been dreading talking about.
And now we know why.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we watched the first three episodes of Criminal Minds Beyond Borders, and it was certainly 3 hours of television. It's about the nicest thing I can say.
It kept getting, like, the first one was, oh, okay, there were a few little things in there. And then we got to the second episode, at least anyway, got to the second episode and you're going, okay, a little bit worse, but not too bad. And then you got to the third episode. And after I watched the third episode, I phoned you and you hadn't watched them yet. And I phoned you and said, do we really have to do this? Please, I don't want to do this.
I know.
I don't want to continue watching this show. And I know we're completists, and I know we have committed ourselves to doing this. But
wow,
I
we might
don't
be taking a break after this week. This is the upside, by the way, of recording things 5 months in advance. Is we can take 3 weeks before we the next episodes of Beyond Borders, and no one will notice.
No, except that from my perspective, it's like this.
And you just have to live with it longer.
So, yes, this is so painful. And we are now all on self-isolation.
Yeah,
essentially.
That's true.
We're essentially all locked down. So we might as well get this
out of the way.
Out of the way. Just do it. Get it out of the way. It is a thorn. It will be painful. And if we just leave it, it's not like... It's not like Criminal Minds. Like, this is a million times worse than Criminal Minds. But it's not like Criminal Minds where, okay, you got to take a break for a week or two and then you go back to it.
Yeah.
This is so, and we are watching this in the middle of self-isolation. And if you turn, I have to not, I watch John King and I watch Cuomo. I mean, if I'm going to listen to a press conference at all, I'll listen to Cuomo, but I'll watch maybe John King, and
there's some shocking stuff going on right now. Is the nicest way to put it.
Well, you can figure it out. This is the man who it's like. I finished today when I got up this morning, and I was listening to some of this stuff, and I'm going, this is ludicrous.
Yeah.
This is absolutely ludicrous. Why aren't they taking this man out? He is. They don't seem. It's like this man cannot get it through his head what this is. And the fact that they're saying, oh, well, you know, like the economic situation is worth. Well, yeah. So a whole bunch of people have to die. You know, it doesn't matter. So a whole bunch of people are going to die. Big deal.
Yeah.
Let's get everybody back to work. I'm sorry. It was like.
It's a shocking thing to hear.
Well, it's not. It's not that I am surprised that this man.
Yeah.
Thinks like this. We know that this is all part and parcel. But I am sorry. This is not how you lead a country. Cuomo.
Well, no, I mean, the thing is, it's been well established by now that, there's no reason to be coy. It's been well established by now that Donald Trump is a psychopath. I mean, the fact is, he's demonstrably incapable of empathy. And that's all you need to qualify as a psychopath. I mean, we can get into what the DSM says is required to take, to diagnose someone with antisocial personality disorder, which is psychopath, sociopath, the technical term for it. But the problem with the DSM's test, the DSM's rules and the test for the psychopath, for being antisocial personality disorder, is it takes into account things like, well, what was your police record during childhood? Meaning, rich people are by definition less likely to be defined as having antisocial personality disorder, because they're likely to go to jail for that, less likely to go to jail for their crimes.
Well, and they don't have police records because
exactly.
They're bought off, expunged.
Well, that's
or
point.
Your parents are rich enough to send you off to military college.
Exactly. Like it's this giant problem right at the core of diagnosing people with anti-personality disorder is your criminal record factors into it. And
Well, it
rich
gets
people don't
into.
have, I mean, unless they do truly egregious public things, rich people don't have criminal records
Good
because they get
God.
away with crimes.
All you have to do is look at Teddy Kennedy, for
Oh
God's
yeah,
sake.
look at Teddy Kennedy. But the
But
difference is,
no, okay.
that like this is a man who, unlike a Kennedy Kennedy, has been massively in the public spotlight and been all over media for 40 years now, and he has never demonstrated the slightest bit of, well, no, never demonstrated a single positive human trait in 40 years.
No, he doesn't.
Well, I
Anyway,
mean,
the empathy thing,
it's at the core of it.
is at the core of it. But what happens, all I'm saying is that I am, they're all sitting around still talking. I'm sitting there and going, somebody should just come in and lay down the law and tell him to go to into isolation and
Yeah.
stay there until this friggin' thing is over, because everybody else would handle it better. And
Oh,
of course,
anyone on
I'm
Earth, any random person on Earth would
He's
probably be a better president at this point.
at handling this sort of
Yeah.
thing. It is unbelievable,
Oh, yeah. It's
and
shocking.
I sit there and I go, yeah, and he surrounds himself with like people. And Fauci, of course, just I think Fauci was tired of doing press conferences with the president. So on
And who could
Sunday,
blame
when
him?
he went and did his interview with the Science magazine, he just said, well, yeah, what do you expect me to do? Shove him away from the podium every.
Yeah.
I'm just going, oh, wouldn't have that have been worth it.
Oh, it would have been worth it. It would have been worth
But
losing
he
his
wasn't.
job and his career, but he needs to, it's his job to help people, and you can't help people by getting fired by the president.
Well, no, what's going to happen is this is not going to be the public face of this anymore.
No.
No, and no, but that interview was essentially pushing him away from the podium.
Oh, yeah.
It was the equivalent of saying, I mean, it, but there were a couple of other things. Anyway, I was so angry. By the time I had finished watching, like, whatever episode I watched this morning,
Yeah.
and all of this stuff had been going on, and Cuomo tore a strip off the federal government. As he said, you guys gonna come down here? You guys gonna come down here and decide who has to die?
Yeah.
That's fine. You're telling me people can
Yeah.
die? So many people can die. I mean, well, he was talking about they'd sent him 400. He said, so I got 26,000 other people here. He said, so you gonna come down here and decide who's gonna die?
Oh yeah, it's
Like,
bad.
well, no, but I'm just sort of sitting there going, he has been so good up. This is like he's getting angrier by the day. Well, his numbers just charted way up,
I
and
would
they will
imagine.
across the country. There are places that won't see very much of it. And I think maybe people, if people don't really understand this, maybe they should go watch The Stand. Because, or read The Stand, right? Because,
Yeah.
yes, there are places, that will be relatively, potentially, but The Stand was written before massive, sort of the massive globalization
Yeah.
movements, like everybody moved
Before all the
around
borders
and,
all over the world opened up, yeah.
as I just said to you before, I mean, if Canada never opens up its borders again to American tourists, fine with me.
Yeah.
Because God only knows what they're bringing back, and
Yeah.
they're anyway, never mind. Now I'm off my political rant. That's it.
Okay,
Let's
good.
get to the reason why this show just about drove me.
Well, there's a reason to bring it up. And I mean, there's something you have
No,
to
it drove
understand
it.
before. No, there's a something you have to
Yeah.
understand before we start talking about Criminal Minds Beyond Borders, is that it is a product of American xenophobia. That is fundamentally what this show is about. It's this idea that the entire rest of the world is scary and wrong and like inherently suspicious. Now, this is a characteristic that is like so ingrained, and people wonder, is this truly something that is ingrained in the nature of being American? And I would argue that it is for one simple reason. And there's a fascinating thing that was pointed out to me years ago, and I use it as the best possible evidence that America really is this terribly xenophobic and, let's face it, hateful to other cultures. And that is in basically every country in the world, all of them, there's a job in the government for being head diplomat and dealing with other countries. And that's your job. You go out and you deal with other countries full time. You negotiate with people, you run the ambassadorial corps, you do, essentially, you're the head of all of the government's international relations. Basically, in every country on earth, that job is called foreign secretary. Or that a job is called Minister of Foreign Affairs, or something like that. In America, that job is called Secretary of State. Now, there's no reason for it to be called Secretary of State, except, and this is true, no American would accept a job that had the word foreign in the title. Now, no other country on earth has politicians like offended by the word foreign, but America does. And so that's what you have to know about America, is they call it Secretary of State. The job, Minister of Foreign Affairs, they call Secretary of State. That's all you need to know to understand why America is the way it is. So, with that in mind, let's talk about Criminal Minds Beyond
We're
Borders.
still not getting there because all I'm going, if there was ever a show, right, that illustrated what's the notion of American exceptionalism,
Oh, yeah.
this is it. Unbelievable. Now, you
It's
said,
literally a show where at the start of the very
okay, talk
first
about
thing that
that.
happens in the first episode, and it's the way every episode starts, is Gary Sinise says, every year 60 million Americans leave the safety of our borders.
Borders. I'm going, and all I could do,
What?
63 million, by the way.
Doesn't matter.
Anyway, yeah, no, I just thought I'd add the 3 million in. Anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm listening to that, and I'm going, have you not watched Criminal
Have you
Minds?
never seen an episode of Criminal
Criminal Minds,
Minds?
where do you know how many people get killed? Do you know how many serial killers there are? Do you know how many people get shot with guns in America? You're
Yeah.
fucking safer anywhere else but in America.
Not anywhere. I
Sorry.
mean, I wouldn't want to go to Somalia. I wouldn't want to go to
No,
Honduras,
nope.
but
No, there are
countries
places, you know, in the middle of a war zone, you might be at, you know, in the middle of Afghanistan, you
Oh
might
yeah.
be at
That might be a
in.
little trouble. I don't know that I particularly want to go to Syria, but there are very few countries in the rest of the world that I wouldn't go to before going to America. I would agree with that.
Oh,
Like 100%.
I couldn't believe it. And this was 2016
Yeah. So it's not
that this
like
came out.
I know.
And I'm just like, holy
How can you
shit.
say this about America in 2016?
Well, no, but no, but this is the line. I mean, this is the line. So I'm sitting here going, so, well, not many people by the second season,
Yeah.
because it had two 13 episode seasons,
That's correct.
of which we have committed to watching, but I really, oh,
You're
but
not in a
anyway,
rush.
two, we've had two, and by the end, they were 46th in their ratings in the second 13 seasons. They were pulling in maybe 4 million people.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I did check those stats. Wikipedia does not do synopses with them. I think that even they can't, the guy that does the synopses that we read,
Yeah, can't bear to watch this show.
couldn't stomach this either.
Well, it's funny because for years, what I have used, right, as the most white privilege statement I've ever heard in my life is, I don't know that you've watched the Twilight movies. What am I saying?
No,
I guarantee you haven't watched the Twilight
I
movies.
will not, and I
But,
will not
and you
watch.
shouldn't. So there's a, in one of them, there's a speech that that the class valedictorian gives at high school graduation. I think Anna Kendrick plays the valedictorian, if I remember correctly. And she goes on about how they're young and it's time to take risks and make mistakes because it'll all work out, because, it doesn't matter what we do now, it doesn't matter for the rest of our lives. And I'm like, that is the most nonsense upper class white person thing to say. That you could screw up your life at 18 and still have no problems for the rest of your life. Right. And so I'm like, that is the most blinkered kind of offensive thing I'd heard. Like the most,
In
and
a long time.
until this, the start of every episode of Beyond Borders, with this insane statement about the safety, how safe America is. Try being not white in America, Gary
Try being
Sinise.
gay in America. We'll
Try
get to that.
being gay in America. Try being a
That's why
Muslim in America. Right now, try being Chinese in America, Gary Sinise. See how safe you feel.
Try being a Mexican in America.
I
Try
know.
being anything in America.
Anything
Now,
but a
mind
white
you,
man in America.
yes, if we're
Anything.
Canadian and we're white, we
Yeah.
can pass.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's,
No, but
and even
literally, I mean,
that,
the message
a lot of
is
us
try
are.
being anything but a white man in America, Gary Sinise, and see how safe you feel.
Oh my Lord.
I know, it's disgusting. And that's how every episode opens.
Oh,
With
I mean,
Gary
I would
Sinise
hate
saying one of the most offensive things I've heard. Yeah, it's shocking. All right, so let's actually get into this first episode, which takes them to Thailand. I
Yeah.
was waiting for you to do a synopsis, but I guess you can't really. Let me
No real
try.
synopsis.
When three people go missing from a when three people go when three people go missing from a volunteer farm organization, like a volunteer farm trip in Thailand. At first, suspicion falls on the American with a history of sexual assault, but it turns out quickly that it's actually foreigners who commit crimes.
The sexual assault notwithstanding.
I know.
And
Other than the fact that.
supposedly it was a Romeo and Juliet
Oh,
situation.
situation. No,
I
of course it
mean,
was. Yeah,
they're
of
just sitting
course.
there going, yeah, what? Say what?
I know. No, I'm sure it was. It's like he's the kind of guy to lure a woman away from a camp in the middle of the night. But I'm sure he was just a nice guy,
Yeah,
right?
he was just a
He was
nice
just a
guy.
nice guy. He was completely normal, and I wanted to had everyone's best interests at heart.
Well, that was the impression you got at the end.
Oh no, that's what they want us to believe. Now, the only people we have to worry about are the strange monsters who hunt people for sport. Wow. So yeah. This
And
episode.
of course,
Yes.
just to, I mean, and you get all of these things, right? And it's just like, I just sort of sit there. I'm just waiting to, oh, the Egyptian one was just drove me crazy.
We'll get
I
there in a
can't get it out of
second.
my mind. I
But
have
we're
to go back
about to
to the
talk about
Thailand
it.
one. The
Yeah.
Thailand, but this the
We're
first
doing
one.
them in order, so let's talk about the first one
Thailand.
first.
Okay. So
Yes.
Thailand. Okay, I'm sitting there, and of course, then they start talking. Well, first of all, how can you have a friggin' international team who does not understand that you do not go in there and impose
Yep.
yourself on another culture?
I know.
So many members. Now, Daniel Henney, Matt, of
Yeah.
course, who of course then goes on to be on
Yeah,
Criminal
no, we're all
Minds.
familiar with Matt Simmons.
Yes, okay. He's only got four children at this point. Okay, but at least he's been around. And they
Yeah.
do bring in this one woman who's been traveling around all over the place. But no, you don't. And then there was this one, well, yes, well, they've got like 50 women in a 25,000 male
Police
and
force.
police force. And well, I'm just gonna do whatever I want to do.
I know.
I'm saying it nicely because it was just so. No, you don't go to another country
Yeah.
and assume that they're all stupid and idiots and that their culture isn't worth a damn.
Yeah, that's kind of the overall impression you get from every episode of this show.
And
That
I'm watching.
America knows what it's doing, and all of these other people are just misinformed. Their culture is based on them being wrong and not understanding how things are supposed to work.
Because when we get the guy who actually killed the man,
Yeah. The
And they
murderer.
come up with all the murderer, they come up with all of these things, and then he's hunting the girls supposedly for 3 days, and then there will be sacrifices on his parents, his grandmother's and his parents'
Yep.
graves, right? And I'm just going, I was thinking back, but and how the way, like, I maybe, like, I don't know much about backwards Thai culture.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, to me, Thailand is the home of child sexual abuse,
Yeah.
and I still don't buy Thai. Sorry. And I would never go to Thailand,
Yeah.
even though supposedly they're trying.
They
Like,
have
I have.
massively cleaned things up since the 1990s.
Oh,
Yes.
yeah.
It's
Well,
still not great, but things have massively been cleaned up since the 1990s.
yeah, and by 2016, I mean, anyway.
But the point is, the way they treat this guy's religion is as if he's a Klingon, basically. Like,
Well,
that's
no,
how
the way he
alien they
looks,
act. They're
yeah,
like, he
and
only cares about honor, right? He only cares about honor and the beauty of a hunt. And then when he's captured, he's like, there is no honor in being captured. I would
so
sooner, like, I
he
will
kills himself.
dignify my ancestors by slashing my own throat. And I'm like, what am I watching?
Yeah, he kills himself. But
Yeah, of
yeah,
course.
they're not treating this, and even the woman who is supposed to be
Yeah.
the good anthropologist type,
Oh, yeah.
right? That's what she is in this
Oh,
show. She's got a linguistic
yeah.
thing, like
She
what's
has
her
a
face,
linguistic history, like, she knows
and she's
all of
an
these different
anthropologist.
languages, and she studies other cultures, and here's the thing. I
And
guess
how would
Anna
she
Gunn is
fare?
not in this show.
Who?
Anna Gunn from Breaking Bad, who
Yeah, I
was.
wonder what happened.
What
Maybe she,
happened there?
yeah, maybe she decided that when she saw the script, she didn't want to do it.
Who knows? But yeah, she decided not to do it, which is weird because part of the arc was supposed to be that the arc of the show was that her brother went, like, mysteriously missing. Like, that was supposed to be one of the whole running things on the show. And I guess they're doing that with this new lady instead, who's still sad about someone
No, that's
disappearing
her
or getting
husband.
killed. Her husband. But I'm saying they're doing that story with her instead. Yeah, that her husband was killed abroad somewhere. And, that is the thing that has haunted her in the same way that Anna Gunn's character was haunted by her disappearing brother. Yeah, I'm saying they've altered the details of the story, but I assume they'll still do some kind of an arc involving it the way they would have with Anna Gunn's character. But yeah, it's just weird that she's not on the show and we have this anthropologist character dropped in instead. And we also have a forensic specialist who goes along with them. And the one thing I didn't really believe is that I found actually kind of peculiar is that the police wouldn't, like, we live in a world where I guess the Thai police don't do autopsies or even photograph and clean bodies to examine what happened to them. Because when she sneaks in to look at the bodies, there's still blood caked everywhere and the body is still dressed and it's been more than a day since they found
Three
it.
days,
Yeah,
three
it's been like a
days
couple of days since they
supposedly.
found the body. And it's like they haven't even looked at the body. And I know what you say, oh, they're getting ready for a mon like they're getting ready to evacuate people because there's a monsoon on the way. And I understand that, but it's like the coroner is not helping with the monsoon preparations. I don't understand why no one has even looked at the body. Oh, and when someone's throat is slashed, you can't tell whether a quote unquote heavy blade was used. Just FYI. That's a little forensics tip. You can't tell. All you can tell is what kind of edge it has. So, no, you cannot tell that he wielded a heavy blade. That's just madness. But yeah, it's very strange that it's like we're expected to believe they find this body because they do find the body and no one bothers looking at it. Because no, it's not been, it's 3 days since they disappeared, but they actually do find the body during the investigation. But she doesn't sneak in and look at it until almost a day later. And in all that time, the Thai police and the Thai authorities didn't bother investigating the body at all. And it's kind of crazy. Also, easiest crime in the world to solve? The killer literally brands his victims with a logo and all of the other animals he'd been slaughtering recently, he branded with the same logo. So they're able to just drive to where he lives because literally he leaves a calling card saying that he's the killer.
Yeah.
It is not what I would call a challenging crime to solve. Oh, wow. But I mean, the show is so busy asking people to just kind of gawk at how strange other cultures are that they almost don't have time to solve a relatively simple crime. A crazy man has taken women out into the woods to hunt them, and he is not very careful about it, and it's not a difficult crime to solve at all. And this episode has one of the least, I want to say least believable, but most pointless, let's deliver the profile, scenes I've ever seen.
Pointless,
Because they're like,
pointless.
let's go, like, they already know that they're not working with the cops because the cops are busy preparing to keep everybody from drowning
In the typhoon
in the
that's coming.
typhoon. I said monsoon instead of typhoon. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But yes, there's going to be a typhoon. Everybody's going to drown unless something is done. All the cops are busy working on that. And yet they're like, let's deliver the profile. To who?
Say what?
Why? Like, what are you hoping to get out of delivering a profile? None of these cops are working on the case. They sure as hell don't speak English. Like, what the hell is your plan here? And it's like, and I know that they deliver the profile because that's what happens on an episode of Criminal Minds, and that's all the thought these writers put into it. I guess Erica put into it because it's the pilot, so she must have written it.
Yeah, she
But it's
did.
like, of course. But it's like they do this deliver the profile scene for no one, for no reason, because, and I can't stress this enough, the profile isn't going to help you solve this crime. Looking at a brand is going to help you solve this crime. Yeah. Oh man, it's a bonkers episode. It's offensive, it's awful to watch. It's I mean,
And
the stock
yet,
footage, the stock footage they have of Thailand is beautiful, but
oh,
that's the only good thing about it.
their stock footage in there, because I went to check, well, did they actually go to Thailand
Of
for this
course not.
episode? No, it was all done in the CBS studio lot.
Oh yeah.
Everything. And now it was, I mean, these episodes would have been a bit expensive to do, but it doesn't
I'm
look
sure.
as if they went anywhere. But they saved a lot of money. And the stock footage that they picked was beautiful.
Oh yeah, but that's true of all three locations I've seen so far.
Yeah.
So speaking of, let's move on to the second
Oh,
episode
please.
where, and I can't believe I have to say this, try to wrap your head around the fact that of the first two episodes, right? Of this show, right? So of the first two episodes of this show, both of them, the plot is a guy tries to sacrifice tourists in order to make their ancestors have a better time in the afterlife. That is the plot of both episodes, two episodes in a row.
And Erica didn't write the second one.
Doesn't matter.
I
They
just thought
aired
it might
them one
be.
after another. At least space the two episodes out.
Yeah, because.
Like, what? How did you not notice that you had the exact same plot two episodes in a row? I don't care who wrote it. When you're scheduling them, notice that you accidentally aired the same episode 2 weeks in a row. And somehow they didn't notice that. Like, does no one competent work on this show?
Well, no, it's Criminal Minds.
It's Criminal Minds. All right. So in the second episode, there we find out that there is a thriving black market organ trade going on in India, and when a tourist there for a concert in India for a concert shows up with his kidney removed, a kidney one of his kidneys removed, the cops, sorry, the team is called in to investigate the crime, hopefully stopping these black market organ profiteers. Of
No.
course, that isn't what it turns out to be, but that is what we're led to believe the plot is.
Yeah, well, and what's interesting is there's Gary Sinise going, well, it plays to, I guess, it must play to an American audience. I don't know. But any of us who have been watching things, like, if you have any kind of, well, no, Canadian news, I guess, is different. But yeah, I mean, this has been a problem in India for quite a while. People, and this is years, this is not something new. And there's Gary Sinise going, well, it may sound like an urban legend, but it's real. And I'm going, yeah, I guess you haven't seen any of the news reports and all of the rest of it. Who put that line in there?
I
I'm just
know.
going, no, this has been real for
For
quite a long
year, for
time.
a very long time, people have been buying organs from the impoverished and screwing them over. That's
Yeah.
just a fact.
Yeah, no, it has been, and it's been this Wild West trade in India. And I mean, India is a strange place to, anyway. I mean, you can get some absolutely excellent health care in India, and you can go and get all sorts of, if you want to have a trip, if you want to have a really nice trip to India and then and have some particular surgery done or teeth and the rest of it, it's actually
Considerably cheaper than
good.
having it done in America, and they do a great job.
Yeah, but that's beside the point. I mean, the thing is okay, so these guys take these drugs. Okay,
They party.
and then they go off and then the one guy gets taken and it's just it's the assumptions that they make, right, as they're going along. It's all the assumptions that they make about how, well, this couldn't ha possibly happen in America.
I mean,
Well, let me
again,
see.
do you watch Criminal Minds?
Do you watch Criminal Minds? Do you watch Law and Order?
I know.
These are all TV shows, and seeing as we're getting our cultural norms from TV shows,
Yeah, you would
guess
have
what?
to realize that, there's plenty of this kind of stuff happening in America as well. I mean, I'm sure it's more formalized and a bigger problem in India, but then again, India is a country 3 times the size of America. So all of their problems are going to be bigger.
Well, yeah, and you have, you have these exploding. Plus they're still, not through, that wasn't too bad. I mean, because it is true that they still have a problem. It takes a long time to shift. Indira Gandhi, when she became president, outlawed, literally outlawed the caste system, period. It was gone, done, because the Brits kind of, when they were running things, did outlaw it, but kind of overlooked some of the issues.
Well, they
But
outlawed it to the ex I mean, let's face it, they overlooked some of the issues because having a separated populace makes them easier to control.
yeah, anyway, so what happens when Indira came in? Well, that's only 70 years ago. It takes a long time for that idea of those three castes, and then there are subcastes within the castes, etc. The four there are four castes, and then there are subcastes within the
It takes a
castes.
long
And
time for that kind of stuff to break down.
yeah, well, plus those who are the, and it was attached to the religious system, so that, I mean, if you were in the lowest of the low, right? Well, you had certainly hopes that if you followed your dharma, which you were born into because you had screwed up royally in a previous life, you had, but if you followed your dharma then you had the hopes of the next time you were born, your next reincarnation, you would move up at least into the worker class, for example, if you were, part of the great unwashed,
Well, and that actually brings me to my point about the episode,
untouchables.
which is, and I know that Americans have to be the victims and tourists have to be the victims because this is this show, and that's what this show is about, that the whole world wants to kill Americans, hopefully white people, but not always white people. But
Guess
what
we'll
bothered
find
me
out.
about it, as we find out now, a black person's the victim this week. The first victim, obviously.
And a
There are
Muslim.
three. There are always three. But no, you're thinking of the Cairo episode. But the point is, when you're
Oh, yeah,
watching this
one that's that
episode,
book, yeah.
what bugged me about it was I understand this guy's psychology. I understand his resentment, and his motive is that his dad spent his whole life toiling as a taxi driver,
Yeah.
right? And he got some illness, he was hospitalized, and this guy believes, we have no idea when it's true or whether it's true or not, but we're told that it's a regular practice in shady hospitals in India. And again, there's no proof that this is what happened in the episode, but this guy believes it, and the characters certainly assume that's what happened. We are told that doctors let relatively healthy people die so they can harvest relatively healthy organs. Again, we don't know that that's true, but we're just told that's definitely what happened. There's no evidence, no one investigates, but that's it. So here's my point. This guy is mad because his dad was treated, a good man who worked all of his life, was treated like spare parts for rich people. And my response is, I understand his motive. I understand this character. I don't understand why he's not killing upper class Indians.
Because they're harder to get to.
Yeah, but his whole motive is
Yeah.
he's like, I would say, put in the work. The idea that he's like, I'll just kill random tourists doesn't make the most sense to me.
But then Gary Sinise and his team wouldn't have
Wouldn't be
anything to
involved.
do.
No, you're right. And I think that's the problem of the episode is they've
Yeah.
built this whole character and motivation that actually has complete internal logic, except his choice of victims makes no
No
sense.
sense. Because at this Mumbai festival,
Yeah.
there would have been lots and lots and
Of
lots and lots
rich,
and lots.
exactly.
Upper
Like it's this
class.
giant festival, this music festival with 60,000 people there every night. There would
Yeah.
be any number of upper class Indians. Upper class, young, rich, what he would think is arrogant and entitled Indians at this festival. Why wasn't he killing them? And as you say, the answer is because then Gary Sinise isn't there. Well, but then, change the frigging guy's motive.
Yeah, change the
Make it
motive.
clear that his, okay, make it clear that a rich guy came in from England needing a new heart. And his dad, was a blood and tissue type match, and his dad was murdered for his heart. There you go.
There
There,
you go.
problem
You
solved.
solved the problem.
I've solved your writing problem, and it didn't take more than a second. But the motive they give him and the world they've built makes like it completely invalidates what his victim choice is, and
Well,
that's a
yeah, and
problem.
even the third victim, how the hell did he know he had a good heart?
Well, because his girlfriend dropped a thing and he picked it up.
Just
What?
give me a break.
That's it?
That's it?
Seriously, that's it? Yeah, it was crazy.
Until the episodes. The only thing I'll say about getting through these episodes, we are not going to have these lengthy episodes like we do with Criminal Minds, I
No.
don't
Because
think.
how much really is there to talk about in these garbage episodes?
I
Well,
mean,
because it's like, what are we going to do? Sit here and break down all of the racist assumptions that these characters make about the places they're going? And the as you say, the inherent belief in American exceptionalism that America is absolutely 100% doing everything the right way and everyone else like and is the yardstick by which all other cultures must be judged, because
yes.
that's what the whole show is about.
Of course it is. I mean, even to the point that the police officer that helps them in India, in Mumbai, of course, has been to the FBI's
Oh no, he's
Quantico program.
American
Of
trained and he's
course.
buddies with Gary Sinise, so he knows the real way to be a cop,
Yeah,
the
not,
American way.
excuse me, but I mean the impression this gives of India is unbelievable,
Well, that's what I
right?
mean. It's
It
literally
really
saying that you
is.
can only trust an Indian detective if they trained abroad, which is what I would expect colonial fiction to be writing.
Well, America is the colonial power
Of
of the
today,
world,
yeah.
and what they are spreading, it's not Christianity. What they are spreading is democracy.
Well,
You know?
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
No, I mean that's the colony, that's
Their colonial export, yeah.
their ideological underpinnings to their colonization,
Yeah.
their forms of colonization.
I think that's
So,
true.
and you know, it's just, I mean, it's amazing. As I always, I mean, it's truly amazing to see this. When I'm talking to you about it, you know, we'll see if I'm still as calm when we get to episode three,
Well, which we're
but
about to do.
which we are about to do. But what I would say is that I don't know where I was going to go before I said that.
Well, no, because you're right. It's about it's essentially an entire. We make jokes on the show, right, about how badly they treat local cops and how the FBI,
Yeah.
the local cops are always assumed to be a bunch of hicks who don't know what they're doing, and the FBI comes in and shows them how real law enforcement is done. And that's basically not every episode, but it comes up all the time. It
Enough.
is so much more offensive when what they're doing is saying, we're Americans, and Americans know how the world is supposed to be run, and we're going to come in and show you people with your own country, with your own culture, the way things are supposed to happen.
And calling this man a serial killer,
Yeah.
it because that is what is very clear in the first two episodes already. They're calling these two guys serial killers, and they are both following a particular tradition
Yeah.
within their own s structures,
I know.
and therefore it's like nobody in America calls murder in wartime serial killing.
I know.
I would,
Yeah.
but okay. You know, so to all of those people who never shot their gun at anybody in a war,
Yep.
hats off to you.
Oh no, you guys are the best, and you're the majority of troops.
Anyway, so right. And what happens is they're imposing this American
Yeah,
or
the
Western
structure.
eyes or whatever analysis onto this particular case, which
Yeah.
is
Well, no, and
why it
it
doesn't
is
make
as
a
if
lot
they
of
are
sense.
universal. It's the FBI is coming in and saying, we have universal truths about the way the world works, and we are imposing that worldview on you. That is what is happening here, and that is what rankles us so strongly.
Well, yeah, they're just taking Criminal Minds and dumping it into another place.
Oh
And
yeah.
at
This is
least
why
with
we're so interested if somebody would translate it, please, to see what the hell is Korean Criminal Minds like? You know, what happens when you actually
Yeah.
take episodes of Criminal Minds and filter them through another culture rather than being just murder tourists the way this show is?
Yeah, I mean it's a it is kind of fascinating at
Oh yeah.
some level. You know, I mean it's good work for some of these actors, I'm sure.
Oh no, absolutely. Actually, having a bunch of non-white actors, in the leads in every episode, in every lead guest stars in every episode, it's great.
You know, it's but I just can't get over.
No, I hear you. All right, so let's move on to the really bad one, the
Oh
Cairo
my
episode.
God, the Cairo episode just about. Well, you know, I phoned you. I said at the
Yeah,
beginning,
maybe
I
we
phoned
stop
you.
watching this show.
Do we
Yeah.
have to do this? Do we really have to do this?
Oh yeah.
But we've made a commitment,
All
so.
right, get to it.
Oh, so what you have here is you have two Americans who have, you know, the one is working with camels, and so his friend comes to pick him up, and they're going out that night. And and then the one goes back for, and one is
Goes to get a
kidnapped, and the
beer,
other one
and
is killed.
he is
Yeah,
murdered
is
with
the other
tear
one is
gas that
murdered.
kills you in if you're close to it.
Yeah, if you're close to it, right? So therefore, and then of course the team is brought in to solve the problem, and we'll leave it at that. That's a Wikipedia. And the team is called, and there's no, oh, and we have a cutesy. Which one did we have the cutesy, Kirsten? Was that number
Oh yeah,
two?
that's number three.
Oh, that's number three.
Yeah,
So we have a cutesy little.
where Garcia drops by because Monty has stolen her mug,
Yes.
which he has, because Monty isn't a trustworthy person.
Oh, and that's another thing that drove me crazy.
Yeah.
as Monty, if she is the Merlin,
Yeah.
like Monty is obviously an evil warlock, because how the hell he can find out all these things in all of these backward
I
countries is
know.
beyond me.
Well, considering that, like, his databases don't have access to their information.
Well, no, and
They
that's what
just
he says. Well,
don't.
it's going to be hard to find, because, and well, can't you look at CTV? Say what?
CCTV, and he's like, no, of course not.
So how does he find out? And he always finds, like Garcia, like our
Yeah.
Merlin, he always finds the answer.
Yeah, except his job is, as you say, much harder because he doesn't have access to any of these
Well,
databases.
all this stuff was just done on paper.
I know.
So, and well, okay, so how do you find? But I'll find something. And
Yeah.
he does.
Every time.
Every time.
But yes, so no, we get a cute little glimpse of Garcia, which is nice. And we got 1 minute of, well, not 1 minute, 30 seconds of David Rossi in the first episode, just to
Yeah.
remind everybody this is a Criminal Minds show.
Yeah.
And it's nice that they do that, but it's not relevant to the plot. Like, none of this stuff is
Yeah.
relevant to the plot of the episode. And Jesus, just that Monty's job is to just be there and tell people that their family members have been murdered abroad.
Yeah.
How did, like,
That poor guy.
I know. Like, how does he go to work every day? I feel like
That's.
this should be two different jobs. I feel like they should have someone whose job it is to deal with the families, like JJ used to do, and then someone whose job it is to work a computer, because how much computer work can he really be doing if he's spending hours comforting people and trying to get information about their loved ones out of them? Like, it doesn't really make sense that one person is doing both of these
Well, yeah,
jobs.
we already complained about that in the pilot.
We did, and it's because it's a low budget show, comparatively speaking.
Yeah.
Well, you notice it only has five cast members compared to the eight on Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
Because they actually have to put a little production value into building these sets and faking these other
Yeah.
countries. So there you
Yeah, I
go.
mean, and they do a not bad job of faking
No, it's
these
not terrible.
countries.
Like, we didn't talk about it last week, but the Indian market looked pretty good, and it was cluttered, and they had tons of extras. Like, they're
It
actually
was,
putting in the work,
yeah.
but
I
I
mean,
mean,
no,
it's what is
production
it in
value.
service of them?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you can't complain about the production value so far,
Oh God, no. I
you
never
know,
would.
because you would believe it was Mumbai, you would believe it was Thailand,
Oh yeah.
except every now and then I'm going,
And
And by the way, just in case anybody did notice the police car in Thailand that said police on it,
I assume that's
apparently
real.
Thailand. Well, no, I thought, well, didn't they see that? But
Yeah.
apparently, I mean, I looked up Thailand police cars, like the Bangkok, the
And they
Thailand
actually say police
police,
on them?
and they actually say police on
Oh,
them.
there you
Yeah.
go.
So, good.
That was not an error on their part. That's good to
Although
know.
I did, when I looked up Thailand police cars, I did find the shot of the police car that
From
they used.
this?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. All
Anyway.
right, so let's get into this episode, which
Oh,
is,
God.
all
Oh, it was everything I could not believe. I mean, talk about creating a fairy tale in an American fairy tale. They get there. No, I mean, they no, you can't bring your guns.
Yeah.
Okay, we will have someone with you. And then we have to, oh, you have to understand that one thing we haven't, because it becomes clear in this one, Gary Sinise threatens
Yeah,
everyone.
well, we'll get there. We'll get to the part where Gary Sinise, just some guy who works for the FBI, threatens the entire Egyptian government.
Well, it's not just that. He's done it before.
Oh,
No,
yeah.
we're going to take away your aid. He
I know,
can't
but
keep
I'm
it in
saying
India.
that that's, we'll get there. That's much later in the episode.
No, but in Thailand, he pulls the same thing.
He's still, but
It's
yeah, no, he often acts like, and the thing is, we have no reason to believe he could get the US government to pull aid, but he certainly acts like he could. And the question is, it's like, is this a, like, is he bluffing, or is America really so ridiculous and capricious that they would pull all international aid over one relatively not that significant crime?
No, they only do that if you want to, if there's a country that's giving out birth control.
No,
You know.
No, that's true.
Anyway, but to get back to this episode, so it turns out, you know, I mean, so they always have an Egyptian security officer or two with them wherever they go.
There's actually a really questionable line in there, and that's the thing that I noticed, which is what he says, we'd like to, and it's the way it's written that really disturbs me. Because Gary Sinise says, can we have permission to bring our guns with us? And he's like, yeah, it's bad enough that we're letting the FBI work a case here. No, you can't, we can't have foreigners carrying guns around. And so Gary Sinise says, and this is his exact words, because I rewound it to check because I couldn't believe my ears. Well, in exchange, we'd like some security, security with us to make sure we're safe. And I'm like, in exchange? In exchange for what? You are not offering him something by not bringing your guns illegally into a foreign country. And he's essentially saying, in exchange for obeying your laws, we would like you to do something for us. And I'm like, how can he get away with saying that?
Well, the Egyptian guy wasn't very happy.
No, he wasn't. But the fact that the character said it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, is that enough? Yeah, it's
very questionable. The one thing that this is going to show us, because this is Erica Messer's show, is that I think we're going to learn a lot about what went wrong with Criminal Minds by watching Beyond Borders.
Since this is all her.
Yeah, this is her show. This is her production company.
Yeah, that's true. No, it's just so fascinating because, like, the arrogance in that one line is breathtaking to me. You are working in a foreign country, right? And you are operating there with, you know, the permission of their legal authorities. And to then come in and say, okay, well, in order to follow your laws, we're going to need a favor from you.
Okay, and I mean, you know what? This explains why people all over the world do not like Americans.
I know. Well, yeah. But I mean, the weird part is, this is a show where they are unironically and I think without realizing it, having these guys behave like the worst of stereotypes of Americans.
Yeah. I know.
The show is not questioning that. It's not acknowledging that. And I don't think the writers even know they're doing it.
We've got 23 episodes to go.
We got 23 episodes more to go. All right, so the plot of this actual episode, for the first time, amazingly, it's not about a guy killing people as an offering to the ghosts of his ancestors. I know, I thought every episode was going to be about that too, but no.
But no. No, this one, no. So.
This time, basically, they assume that it must be a hate crime because the guys are gay.
Yeah.
But then two other guys are killed the same way who aren't gay, and they're like, oh, what's it about? Oh, they all knew each other because they were an anti-government protest group.
They were part of the
Arab Spring protest movement, yeah. And someone is killing the various members of their protest group. And we find out that the first guy committed suicide, and his wife is the killer who blames the rest of the group for her husband having neurological damage from all of the tear gas he inhaled.
Yeah. And while he was photographing.
The various like organizations, riots, sit-ins, you know, the protests they took part. And you, of course, know it's a woman right away the first time she speaks, because even through a gas mask, you can tell that's a woman's voice. So the first woman we meet living in Cairo, I'm like, well, I guess she's the killer.
I'm not sure that most people would pick that up right away.
Okay, but it did make me wonder how she dragged that guy, you know, all to hell and back.
Yeah,
like, is this 5'10" muscular guy, and this little woman is dragging him to a car, getting in the car, driving in the middle of nowhere, dragging him to a dig site, putting him in a sarcophagus, tying him to a chair, like. That's a lot of work for her to be doing. She's got a baby at home. Like, this is a full-time job being this villain. But yes, and so we get into the politics, and the main thrust of the episode is, like, was the Arab Spring just a waste for everybody since Egypt went right back to being a military dictatorship? And yes, they technically have elections, I realize that, but the military did have a coup after the Arab Spring, and it would be a ridiculous thing to deny that, because the military controls all level of business and government in Egypt, and so it was only with the permission of, like, the military, like, the Arab Spring happened, and it was the military who said, okay, okay, government, you've got to go, we're going to let the Muslim Brotherhood take over. Like, they, like, that didn't happen. They didn't go until the military said, you got to go. We're not going to shoot protesters anymore. You've got to leave, is what the military said. And they left. And then the military, you know, tried to work with the new elected government for a while. And then they're like, ah, this isn't going to go the way we like it.
Well, did you think the Muslim Brotherhood was better than Mubarak?
Enough. Oh, that's a whole other conversation.
No, I'm just going, really?
I know. Really? That's a whole other conversation.
That's a different conversation, right?
But no, but, like, yeah.
You know, and, oh, I mean, he full on. And so they want to know who the fourth guy is.
Yeah.
In this picture, right?
And they assume that the government guy must know because he understands the secret, like, because the secret police know who all of the protesters were. And so eventually the guy just, you know, goes along with that.
Yeah, lets him know who it is. But it was just like, you know, it was just Gary Sinise, this whole big threat and everything else. And then assuming that it would work.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
like,
just the arrogance of him walking forward.
The arrogance of this show. It's just.
Of Gary Sinise walking up and saying, if you don't tell us who this fourth protester is so we can save his life, we're going to cut off all American aid to Egypt. I'm like, that's insane. That is a crazy thing to say out loud. First off, I mean, obviously no way would that ever happen.
No,
would
that's not going to happen.
Of course that's not going to happen.
Well, particularly, excuse me, it's not going to happen because these guys were gay.
Yes. I know. Ugh.
You know, I mean,
The fact that the two Americans were also gay, of course the U.S. government isn't going to make
a big deal. One of them was black and the other one was Muslim.
Yeah, I don't see America tearing down a many decade relationship with Egypt over two gay guys, one Muslim, one black, getting killed.
I could not believe the hypocrisy. I think that's what got to me. The hypocrisy.
Like this couple who got murdered. Well, one of them was murdered. The other one was kidnapped and tortured. But like they could have been killed in America for being like the fact that they weren't killed in a hate crime and they were killed for political reasons is the like the difference. In America, they would have been murdered as a hate crime. You know?
Yeah. What do you mean? I mean.
The hypocrisy of him saying we value these people more than you do, and we're willing to cut off all aid to Egypt to get justice for their lives. And I'm like, what country are you talking about?
Yeah, what country are you talking about? Oh my God! Does nobody in Hollywood? Does nobody in this writing room read anything?
Yeah.
Except Fox.
Yeah. Yeah, do they have no idea how their country
Fox
works?
Because Fox hates gay people.
I know. You're right. They're not even watching Fox. They're just living in this fantasy world where America is, again, a completely impervious force for justice in the world. And then they try to, in the very last seconds of the episode, make it okay by having Gary Sinise say to the guy, it's okay that you don't know how to do this yet. You've only been a democracy for a few years. You know, we're 200 years into being a democracy, and we're still having trouble. Ha ha ha!
That was gonna.
No, Gary, you're not still having trouble. Your party, the Republican Party, only wants white men to be able to vote. That's not having trouble. That's a tiny cohort of your country is essentially trying to have a coup so they control everything. America is not still having trouble with democracy. Democracy is actively backsliding because of the people Gary Sinise politically supports. That's just a fact.
What I was going to say, okay, and I wasn't going to get political.
It's hard not to when Gary Sinise of all people, famous right-wing Republican, goes out and talks about positively about American democracy. No, like international observers consider America not to be a full democracy because so many people are kept from voting every election cycle for political reasons.
Oh yeah. Was just, as I said, when we talked about, you know, why Anna Gunn left, well, maybe I joked right before,
maybe,
you know, maybe she read the scripts and just went, I'm not doing this.
I would hope that is the case. I don't know anything about Anna Gunn personally.
Well, you can't find, I just, while we were yakking too, right? And I'm listening to you. I'm also, you know, we're multitasking. Was looking at some of the, I just put in, why did Anna Gunn leave? Yeah. And there isn't a thing.
About like, why she's in the pilot, in the backdoor pilot, but not in the actual show.
Well, there may be, okay. There may be, like we found out with Prentice, right?
Yeah, there might be a story.
There may be something somewhere, but I'd have to do a big search. But all of the things came up was how Criminal Minds Beyond Borders was going to replace her and what they were going to do with the storyline and this sort of thing, right?
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. But yeah,
well, you know what? That's something we can hope to find out about in the near future. But for now...
I was rip-roaring the whole business with, you know, and then you end up at the end with, you know, what's his face comes home. You know, our African-American man,
the black guy they managed to save, and they bring him home, and then he has the moment of détente with the mother, the in-denial mother of his boyfriend, and everything's a happy ending.
And it's all nice, happy ending.
Yeah.
I'm
right there with you.
I just choked. This episode was so much worse than the other two.
And the other two were pretty bad. So we're gonna call it here. I'm sorry that things got very political for the entire episode. But you have to understand that the world is going through the world you're listening to this now in, you know, 5 months from now, might be a very different place. It might be a lot better. It could be a lot worse. But let's just say that things are very heightened right now, and essentially watching American politicians scapegoat and try to pass the buck and just, you know, be generally terrible people, it doesn't make you very excited to enjoy the prospect of enjoying a show about how America is the only country that has it all put together and the only one that can be trusted with the concept of justice.
Not justice, gay rights. They don't, they're poor. Like, how do you have the nerve to look at the untouchables or the ex-untouchables in India and make some comments about how terrible it is? Have you ever seen the homeless in your cities?
I know.
Have you seen people...
So, yes,
living in their cars.
I guess what I'm trying to say is we're sorry if the political stuff is tiring for you.
Sticking children in cages. I'm sorry.
I know. And America is not one to be casting stones.
That's exactly it.
That is
done
the fact.
In 2016.
Even in 2016, when Obama was still president. But
Trump had already started his movement.
Oh, yeah. He was in the middle of a run for president that involved just being as awful a human being possible in public until he was elected president. And that's the entire story of Donald Trump. He was just a publicly awful human being until he got to be president.
And they all voted for him, I tell you.
Yeah, no.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either. That's for history to to discuss, assuming anyone survives this whole coronavirus thing.
Well, it'll be all the historians outside of the United States.
Exactly.
If the coronavirus does get as bad as it was in Italy,
it'd be lots. Oh, yeah, I mean, in the same, I guess, just like the Life and Times of Clint Eastwood, we're going to have to trust foreign historians to tell us the facts on this one. Yeah. That's a reference to a biography of Clint Eastwood that you can't buy in America because of lawsuits. Yeah. So conversation for another time, though. All right. So that's that. I hope you enjoyed this. I don't know how you couldn't have. I know many ways you couldn't have. And again, we're sorry if it got too political for you. If that is a problem, you might want to skip listening to the rest of our breakdowns of Criminal Minds, because we can't pretend this is just an entertainment. This is an intensely political show about which culture has more value. That's what the show's about. So we're going to be talking about it every week.
So it's, and
we're sorry in advance.
It will be our Tuesdays, so you don't actually have to download it and listen to it.
If you
and
don't
we will
want.
Not be upset if you don't listen to them.
Absolutely. But join us back here next Thursday for the start
Wherever
of
we
season
are.
12.
Yes. Oh.
Start of season 12. It should be a ton of fun. It's the last two episodes with Thomas Gibson in it, so we're going to be very depressed as we listen to those first three episodes.
Oh, yes.
But then, also, be sure to check out on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, if you can handle it, episodes 4 through 6 of Criminal Minds, Beyond Borders. If you have any questions for us, if you have any comments, if you have any profiling-related fiction you'd like us to check out, drop us a line at profilingcriminalminds@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We will see you back here for more Criminal Minds, but until then, I'm going to say au revoir.
Until Thursday.
Profiling Criminal Minds is a member of the Kinks Podcasting Network.